Welcome to the 5 o'clock wave. Yes, it's the Farrah Hotel here in Wagga Wagga. It's 7 o'clock and it's time for the 5 o'clock wave. My name is Matt.
That's Matt.
Something. Awesome. And joining me, as always, my delightful, highly intelligent, very attractive cohorts, Jamie Way.
Hello.
And standing in, stepping in.
With my big shoes for Adam Drummond.
For Adam Drummond is Sarah.
And feature socks.
Wentworth Perry. Big round of applause for our special host, Sarah Wentworth Perry. How are we both this week?
Bloody
it is
beaut.
The 29th.
Don't know.
Today?
Don't know.
Is that correct?
It is the 29th.
I just like to remind myself every now and again the date, because I tend to lose track. So sometimes I just like to say it is the 29th. And this is just to prove to you that we're live. Okay, we're actually live.
You're going to hold up the front page of today's Telegraph
I've
or something.
I've been counting the days till today.
Like a hostage negotiation.
Why is that? Why is that, Sarah? Went oh, straight off the bat.
On the show. I think the first time I was just a guest.
Mm. Yeah, you were.
And I'm helping host.
Now
I'm
stepped
helping
up
host today.
To the host.
Yeah. You're equal.
There's
you're
no going back to that. Drummond's out of a job now.
She's growing up.
Look at me go, Mum.
Look at me go,
Look
Mum.
At me go.
So as always, guys, if you're watching us at home and you want to interact, you want to join in, you want to be part of the show, tweet.
You can tweet us.
Send a Facebook message if that's your bag. You can tweet us at...
At 5 o'clock wave. O'clock the wave. 5 o'clock wave on Twitter.
Send
have
us
a
Facebook message.
Do
we've
we
got
a
tweet.
Oh, we got a retweet.
We got a retweet.
We tweet.
Retweet.
That's
retweet.
How Elmer Fudd draws out a battle. He retweets.
So, yeah. So, join in the fun, the frivolity. And as usual, we're going to have a bunch of fun interactive games tonight.
I mean, which it sounds like fun already.
What the 5 o'clock wave is all about. It's having fun.
I've been excited all month.
We've promised. We've made some promises that we're going to keep it... keep it tidy and
we've got a PG tonight.
PG tonight.
Not that we're very scandalous usually, but
wow,
we've got
and
some diners.
We've just got a message from
young people.
We've just got a message from Adam D. Thank you, Adam D, for interacting with us tonight on the 5 o'clock wave. He said, "Good luck, don't up." So, thank you, Adam, for your contributions.
Flock. Don't flock. Was that it?
So yeah, keep those contributions
like sheep,
coming in.
So
yeah.
Yeah, like sheep.
So, what's been happening in your world,
he
Jamie
probably
Way?
Spells his Adam A D A M.
It could be
the poxy way, not
or it could
A-D-E-M,
be
A-D-E-M. The cool way.
We're waiting with for some. Capital. We're waiting for a message from our other Adam.
From the podcast and Ograta.
What's been happening, Adam? What's been happening, Adam?
Sorry, what?
What's been happening, Jamie?
Not
cut there. Jamie. Cut there. We can cut there, can't we?
Not a lot's been happening in my world. I've just been studying, working on my uni course, you know, boring.
What do you study?
I'm doing behavioural studies with a psychology.
I'm doing
psychology and sociology.
I don't know if you can say that.
Major.
That's very clever. That sounds very sophisticated.
It is
sophisticated.
Yeah.
It's sophisticated.
I don't know how to spell that, but you did the class.
Sophisticated.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and you're in your first, technically your second year. Second year,
yeah.
Of six.
Yeah, the way I'm going.
It's going to feel like that.
It's going to be about 10.
All right, and then what will you be? When you finish your degree, what will you be?
In debt.
Human.
And can I ask a question? How many hours do you actually have to be at university? Truth or dare? Quick off the spot. Don't look at your friends. Do you have to be there?
Oh, well, I'm doing it by distance, so I have to set my own hours.
Right, okay.
But they say that...
Do you still get to go to the toga parties?
No.
Do you still get to go to the Rubik's Cube?
No. He does, but they're all online.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
right, yeah.
That's
me in
there
a chat.
It's a virtual.
It's me in an online chat room with 50-year-old men.
That's correct.
It's very, very sad.
Well, how do you know? They might be 18-year-olds representing themselves as 50-year-old
men. Well, that's how you know they're 50-year-old men, is if
correct.
They've got 18-year-old female avatars.
Amazing. Mm. With no
awesome.
Stretch marks.
All right, well, no stretch marks.
Well, let's jump straight into this week's shenanigans. And we're going to jump into our first segment of the night.
Yep.
And it's a favorite. It's becoming a crowd favorite.
Oh.
It is, of course, That's Not My Movie.
That's not my movie.
I now know what it is.
And so today we're going to have Sarah Wentworth Perry and Jamie Way participating. Well, let me just check who. All right, no, the first one, you look away. Sarah's going
to. I'm sort of really nervous.
Come
before
forward
we start,
come
we just have to point out that this man is really good at this game.
No, don't be silly.
It's Shooter McGavin with the movies and stuff.
So he
has an unfair advantage. If there was
Shooter McGavin is one we should do. But anyway.
Shooter McGavin.
All right.
It's a handicap.
Look away. Jamie Way, look away.
So for those of you who don't know the rules out there in wogawoga.tv,
that's probably a good idea. We should explain.
Matt will give one of us both a character and a movie that that character wasn't in, and through the strength of our impressions, we have to try and get across both of those things.
Correct.
So if your impressions aren't strong, it means that
it makes
you
it a
lose.
Lot more difficult.
So yes. Just for example, a few weeks ago I had the Big Lebowski in Gladiator.
Correct. So that just gives you the kind of idea. So Sarah is going to go first, and
so
just to reiterate the rules, you can't say any names or any lines from the film. All
well,
right, so
well,
here we go. All right, okay. So that's what she's got. We're not going to say it because it'll give it away. Can you see that? There we go. Everyone can see it at home and here in the audience. All right, Sarah, your time starts. Come forward. Your time starts now. Go.
Oh, darn it. My house fell on a witch.
All right, so we've got a bit of a clue as to the film.
The film is The Wizard of Oz.
All right, so more character work, Sarah.
And I might have to sit down and eat my shrimp sandwich.
Ooh. Forrest Gump.
Yes! Well done, Sarah. Well done, Sarah.
Wasn't amazing, but...
There you go, see?
See? Nailed it.
Two weeks.
Nailed it.
And she's improving with every week. All right,
don't
that is
come back,
round one complete. Ooh. All right. Jamie, look away, Sarah.
Okie dokie. Okay.
Jamie, you will be doing.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Show the audience.
Sorry.
Jamie will be doing. Can everyone see? All right. Here we go. Turn around, Sarah. So, round two. Jamie.
You are the Hulk. You are.
Who? The Hulk?
You're in. You're on the Italian movie. Yes, the Italian movie. It's
Do I give a damn?
The Godfather.
Do I give a damn?
Maybe not. No. Maybe not. The world famous Italian
you're asking
movie.
Me, do I give a damn?
Frankly, can I find a friend?
Dear, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
You can't use the famous
do
lines.
Do I give a damn?
I still don't get it. The Godfather.
Well, let's work. Let's pick our way through this one at a time. For who is he? First of all, forget about the movie.
Is he the mask?
He's not the Godfather.
Well,
but he was. But it was sort of. Yeah. Oh wow. He was in the Godfather, but this isn't the character we're talking about.
Oh, I'm not very good at the Godfather.
Who does he look like?
He looks what like actor? An Italian with a big gold ring.
He's Italian.
Are you like a
think,
thug? A kingpin of some sort. Are you a kingpin? And can I get close enough?
I'm just going
right, to tell you.
Are you talking to me?
It's
are you talking to me?
Well, so you're.
Are you talking to me?
Stallone in. On Robert De Niro.
Yeah, yeah, so right, she's got the character, the
well,
actor.
It took me a while,
the character
but
was
I
Travis
there.
Bickle from Taxi Driver. But Taxi what's the film?
The film was Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind.
Yeah. Wow.
Do I give a damn? Do I give a damn? Frankly, right. My dear, I don't give a damn.
Okay.
That's
next.
Pretty good, but I wouldn't have
here
never
got it. Here we go. Here we go. Sarah, your turn. Jamie, look away.
Too
look
good.
Away, Jamie.
You're too good, Jamie.
Here we go. Sarah.
What is that? Oh.
All right. You ready? Here we go. And Sarah is doing. Wait.
Well,
don't look.
Well,
don't look.
I didn't see it.
Give him another advantage.
Can we see? All right.
Okay,
Jamie.
Sort of
can I turn back yet?
All right, Jamie, you can look back.
Okay.
Come forward, Sarah.
I have to get into character.
Here we go.
When you step into my ring, you will be under my wrath. No, hang on. Hasta la vista, if you get in my ring.
The Terminator in Rocky.
No.
Raging Bull.
Yes.
I did it.
You did it. High five.
The Terminator in Raging Bull.
The Terminator
I'm
in Raging
better.
Bull.
I'm getting better.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah. So you see, I was like better
that's
at giving you
bad.
Hints.
Right.
You really
that's
didn't.
Not bad.
You didn't
right.
go well on
all right,
giving
last
me the
one.
Hints.
Last one. Let's keep moving. Oh, Sarah, that was brilliant. All right, last one.
Okay.
Are you ready? Look away, Sarah.
Okay,
Jamie. And your final. Your final. Who's that's not my movie is
oh my god
can we all see yes we all know what it is All right.
Okay.
You ready? Look back. Look back now, Sarah. Okay. Concentrate. Who is he?
Who is he?
Will you look at him? Just look.
Are you the bubble boy?
Whoa.
Are you the marshmallow man on Ghostbusters?
Not the marshmallow man.
Whoa.
No.
Are you, dude? Where's my car?
Like
close, but no.
Are you on weeds?
Of all the gin joints in all the world.
Listen.
She had to walk into mine.
Oh, what is that?
That's so good.
Whoa. I know kung fu again, Sam.
So you are panda, the panda thing? No.
Not
Po.
Okay, you ready? What character was that?
No, I don't know. Like, he's a...
Yeah. What was the movie?
Fantastic Four?
No. She's all... You're all around the map, but you're just not on landing on the right one.
Are you...
It had bullet time, so it was that where this movie that had slow-mo and stuff, and the main character was...
I sort of see it.
Anyone from the audience? What was the character?
Gina Jeffries.
Neo. No, not Gina Jeffries, no. Neo.
Neo.
And the movie was...
Oh, Neo!
Yeah, and the movie that he was in...
Well, the movie that you were being in...
That I
is
was
it Charlie's Angels?
No.
They
no.
did a bit of...
No.
I'm really not good on
yeah.
Audience,
you played it for me.
Neo in.
You played it for her. You can play it for me.
Casablanca.
Casablanca.
Right.
Neo
okay.
In
well,
Casablanca.
That was
well, that's.
I was
you know what, Sarah? They were tricky ones.
Whoa.
They were tricky.
Despite
this could
Jamie's
be the start of a beautiful friendship.
All right, let's move on, shall we? That was, of course. That's not my movie.
That's not my movie.
Ba-bum, ba-bum, ba-bum.
That's all right. Not my movie.
Let's move on, shall we? Now, every week. We run ourselves an audience quiz, which is creatively titled Audience Quiz. And last week we actually had a tie.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to bring back the carryover champ. Or
I
half.
Am
yeah.
so excited.
We're
going to
bring back half of the carryover champ.
It's
so bring come on,
century,
come on, our
it?
Carryover champ.
Come on down.
For those of you who were watching,
Smith here to do the
is Tamara Penicott. Welcome back, Tamara. If someone
welcome
wants to
back.
Give Tamara a mic. Oh,
thank you.
And this week, challenging our carryover champ, Tamara, is well. Let's talk about this gentleman. He's tall. He's or some might say handsome. He's quite mysterious.
Virile.
Virile even. Come on up here, Ken. Mr. Ken Hammond has joined us this evening, and he is going to be our participant. He's going to be the challenger of the quiz that is known as Audience Quiz. Boom, 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 boom. Now, hello, Ken.
Hello, Matt.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Now, very, very, just think very, very carefully. We're going to change it up a little bit this week. I have got 6 questions, and I'm going to ask each of you 3 of these questions. If
okay.
you cannot answer it, you can steal it from the other person, okay? And then at the end, we will tally up the answers, and we will find out who the winner is. So who would like to go first? I think Tamara should go first. Ladies first. Step forward.
Looks
step
like.
Forward into the light.
Okay.
And are you ready, Tamara?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Question one. And if you cannot get this correct, Ken can steal.
Fantastic.
Question one. Here's a question. Which animal can run the fastest? Is it A, an elephant, B, a squirrel, or C, a mouse? You have 5 seconds to answer.
A squirrel.
Big loud voice.
A squirrel.
I'm sorry, that is not the right answer.
Oh,
Ken,
so
can you
to,
have a steal?
Well, I'd probably go for the mouse.
I'm sorry, Ken, that is incorrect too. The correct answer is elephant.
You sure?
Yes, an
check,
elephant
check
can
your
run.
Answers.
An elephant, well, according to my list, it is an elephant, and that's
okay.
the one we're going to go with.
Okay,
all right,
I'll
question two.
It.
This is for you, Ken.
Okay.
Who was the first Twitter user to reach 20 million followers? And I'm not going to give you a multiple choice here. You need to figure out who it is. Who was the first Twitter user to reach 20 million followers? The clue is that they are a human.
Okay. The clue is they're human?
Yes.
Fantastic. That narrows it down to what, 3 billion or something?
Yes, probably 6, but anyway.
6 billion. There we go.
Seven now.
7 billion. The population's gone up in the last few seconds by a billion people. Let's try President Obama.
President Obama, good answer, but I'm afraid that is not correct. Tamara, you can take the steal.
Britney Spears.
Oh, that was a good question, a good guess too, but no, I'm afraid that's not correct. The correct answer was Lady Gaga. So we're still at zip.
Wow.
A zip.
We're all brilliant right at this. We're
question
really
three,
good.
Tamara. Okay. Hippopoto monstro esquipt daliophobia is the fear of what?
Oh my goodness.
Nice big loud voice. Hippo monstro squiptiliophobia is the fear of what?
Reptiles.
Again, good guess, but incorrect. Ken?
I get a chance to steal. Well, I probably have to go with hippopotami or
hippopotamuses.
Hippopotamuses.
No, I'm sorry, that's correct.
Really?
Incorrect too. Oh. The correct answer is long words.
Well,
yes,
I was
and
close.
That is correct. All right, question four. We're still at zip.
Wow.
Question four. Ken, what type of film or what genre of film are 90% of all movies released in the US? Which genre?
90%?
90% of all movies are this type of film.
Really? I think I'm going to get this wrong, which is going to look really bad.
Have a guess.
Considering comedy.
Comedy? I'm afraid that's incorrect. Tamara?
Action.
Action. Well, there could be some. There is some action in this type of film, but it is incorrect too. The type of film, Mr. Jamie Way, looks like you might have guessed it. Can you maybe offer a guess?
Pornographic.
That is correct. 90% of all films are adult in nature. Still 0-0. I maybe have made these questions a bit too difficult. All right. Question five is Tamara first. The Canary Islands were named after which animal? The Canary Islands were named after which animal?
A bird?
You would think so, but no, that is incorrect. Ken, you can steal it here if you choose to.
The Canary Islands,
yes.
And it's not a bird.
Well, no.
Elephant?
Again, good guess, but incorrect. It is, in fact, dogs. Canary Islands were named after dogs.
Of course. Come here, Canary. Sit.
That's right. Yes, it's obvious, isn't it? All right, question six. Now, this could be it. We could get a winner out of this question. Ken, you get first go at this.
Fantastic. Let's do it.
All right. Which four-letter word ending in K means to have intercourse? And this is a PG television show, so be careful with your answer. Which four-letter word ending in K means to have intercourse?
Okay, you've thrown me with the PG rating.
Yes. Or have I? Maybe it's a clue.
I'm sorry, Ken.
I'm going to have to ask you to answer.
Bonk.
You can say that, but you would be incorrect.
Oh, no. I thought I was fitting into all the categories there.
Pork?
No, that is incorrect. It's not the word I was after. Jamie?
Talk.
That is the correct answer. Talk. Talk means to have intercourse. So I'm afraid, once again, we have a tie, and you are both going to have to be the return champion. And you can both come back next week. Would you like to both come back next week and vie for the jackpotted prize of nothing times two?
Yeah, let's come back.
All right, let's come back. Well, so a big round of applause for our participants. Cool. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, guys.
And, thanks, mate. We'll see you next week.
And that could very well be the first and last time we do an audience quiz where we don't give multiple choice answers. I
thought the Twitter one was Ashton Kutcher. Yeah. Maybe he was the first person to have a million followers.
He might have been.
Yeah.
But Lady Gaga.
At
A plus K.
Yes. There's plenty of people at home right now who are probably checking all of those answers. But they were the answers I had. And so and it looks like our cameraman has got a cramp in his hands. So he's having a little stretch.
Having a stretch.
So we'll move on now to segment number four. And segment number four is always my favorite, which is Who Said What?
What?
Just while we're preparing for this, we've also had a bit of...
Good. We've had some interactions.
Twitterspondence from our good mate Adam Kay.
What's Adam Kay? Hello, Adam Kay. Thank you for tuning in again. What has Adam Kay had to say?
Let me see here. He offered the suggestion for the... That's not my movie. It was, of course, Neo from Finding Neo.
Thank you,
and
Adam.
I favoured that one.
Thank you, Adam.
Adam is not Adam Drummond. It is
it's another
Adam.
Person.
It's
different
Adam. It's an Adam, yeah. Kay.
And we also had Liam, friend Liam Campbell.
Who we normally see here live, but tonight...
Who mentioned, I would have said 90% of films released are remakes or adaptations.
Ah, clever.
Smiley, laughy
but
face.
Incorrect.
Thoughtful, very
Adam
thoughtful.
Kay is, of course, the host, producer, writer of the podcaster Non Grata podcast that you can see on Stitcher and certain other podcasts. And he's a big fan of ours, big follower. We're a big fan of his.
I'm particularly.
We love you, Adam.
I'm yet to see some we've material.
We've actually yet to meet Adam in person.
No.
I feel like I know him intimately.
You feel like you know a lot of people intimately.
That's true.
Though.
It is true. A lot of people I walk past in the street.
We've spent a lot of time with him alone in his car. Parked on the streets of Brunswick.
With his voice, anyway.
Yeah.
So, hello, Adam, and thank you very much for tuning in.
So, what's he actually on?
He has a podcast called Podcaster Non Grata.
Which is amazing.
I thought you seriously had spent some time in a car with him.
No.
Jamie.
He just records a lot of segments in his car.
He does it in his car. Do you do it in your car, Adam?
He expels demons
but
in his car.
The kinds of work, the work that he puts in, it's
way more than ours.
Yeah, way more than us. Anyway.
Like literally on this.
And that's why he has seven more listeners than we do.
That's why he has a TED Truckee of podcast super friends. And
so
we just have hangers.
Let's move on to Who Said What?
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 Who Said What?
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 This is where we read out some hilarious and stupid quotes that went on the record from some very clever, highly paid and important people.
Yep.
And then we sort of scratch our heads and wonder why.
What's wrong with the world?
What is wrong? So, to make it a bit of a game, I'll read the quote. You two see if you can figure out who it was.
Okay.
All right, so the first quote.
Fair, Jamie's very quick at this.
Jamie's pretty good at this.
I haven't told you already at this segment.
John Travolta.
Damn it. We're going to have to wipe that first one. No, it wasn't John Travolta. This first one is...
Jesus.
I don't think we've used this one before.
Okay.
I hope not anyway.
Are you buzzering?
No.
So, where's this Cannes Film Festival being held this year anyway?
France.
That was the first one. yes, Sarah. That was
not
a question. That was
not
a question to you,
playing.
Sarah. Not a question. Yep. That was simply me saying the quote of someone who is very highly paid and yet has the brain the size of a small water biscuit. Bruce Wayne. There probably is a Bruce Wayne out there who is real, but the one you're thinking of is probably a
Interesting aside, my dad's name was Bruce. He sadly passed away.
His middle name's Wayne?
No. His last name was Wade.
But he wasn't
into comic books.
Your
so
dad.
He lived his whole life not knowing that he was only two letters away from
He could
Batman.
Have been Bruce Way, crime fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
what
true.
A shame.
Very true.
I just got a tickle out of that.
So, the quote is, so, where's the Cannes Film Festival being held this year anyway? Who do you think might have said
Christopher
that?
Pine.
Oh, you were close.
Sounds like a Christopher Pine
someone
thing to say.
In the movie
it's
industry.
Someone in the entertainment industry. I'm not going to say movies, although they've been in movies.
Mm-hmm.
Their voice has been used in films. So they
were Perez Hilton.
They are, in fact, a singer.
He says some silly things.
He does.
Christina Aguilera. Yeah.
Oh, Jamie, wait. Ding, 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 ding.
Was that it?
Did you get it?
You have got it. You guessed, but you have got it correct. Christina Aguilera said... was on record as saying, so where's the Cannes Film Festival being held this year anyway?
Christina Aguilera's been in films.
She's a clever girl. Yeah, she has.
She
That's
was
what
in
I mean.
Burlesque.
She was in
Car
Pitch
Perfect 2. Car Wash?
No, not Car Wash. She sang Car Wash in
Is
some
she
animated
Pitch Perfect
Shark Tale.
Yeah. Right at the very end.
Shark Tale.
Shark's Tale, yeah.
Shark's Tale or Shark?
Shark Tale?
Shark's
Tale?
Or Shark's Tale?
Shark's Tale?
Shark's Tale Soups, it's illegal.
Yeah,
we'll discuss that and we'll come back and we'll talk about that later. All right, number two.
Nobody needs it.
We don't have a history cane or BS this evening. We could probably stretch. No. We can stretch this segment out a little bit.
I forgot to do one.
Jamie forgot to make one, but that's okay. We'll give it a bit of a rest.
It's PG.
It is PG, and they get a little bit.
I can't say the
bored.
Name of the segment because we're doing a PG show.
Correct. Right? How are we going, by the way, Adam? Is everything good?
Which
send me
Adam?
A, send me
you
a
know,
message.
Last time we did play a game, send me a we message. All text him at the same time and send
would
him
you
text
like to
back.
We should actually. Everyone all send right. James. You two send him
finger
a text and find out who. And it's I will read.
Not really great viewing.
The second quote of who said what?
Yep.
Smoking kills.
Did you already text him?
This is the quote. Smoking kills. If you're killed, you've lost a very important part of your life.
Now this is an older one.
It is an older one.
That was this Nancy Reagan or...
Close. Again, you're in the right era.
Dan
we're talking
Quayle.
80s. Not a politician. Again, a...
Claudia Schiffer.
Getting closer, but slightly less... go back a little further in history.
I'm trying to think of a badass. Not that Claudia Schiffer's a badass.
This is a famous... this is a famous stupid person.
She
this
is a good
very,
ass.
Very
not
famous
not
idiot.
Not bad at all.
Can we use that term? No, that's probably not.
What?
That's not PC. Idiot. This is a famous, very idiot. Highly paid...
Famous idiot.
Silly, sort of brainless person who's very attractive, or was at the time.
Pamela Anderson?
Even earlier than that? We're talking early 80s.
Jane Fonda.
Or well, now you're on the right track.
Farrah Fawcett.
Now you're still on the right track.
Are we the wrong colour?
And amazing,
is it a blue, not a pink?
And amazingly, if any of these people were actually correct, if I'd read those names, I would have believed it. And yet there's one more. Well, maybe it's not so obvious.
Jane Fonda's not that thick.
No, she's not. She's actually on. Quite clever.
Yeah.
She's quite clever. We had a really...
Like little, thin.
I've got a guest from the audience. Goldie Hawn. Again, you're still on the right track, but incorrect. Anyone else? Anyone
don't
else
know.
From the audience want to have a crack? It was... In fact, oh, we've got some heckling. That's awesome. There we go. We've got
shout out to Scott Turner for his birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Scotty.
Happy birthday,
hey.
Scotty.
Hey. All right. Now,
come
now,
down to the Farron.
Now,
buy him
now everyone here plus
way,
about five
birthday,
people know.
Happy birthday, Scotty Turner.
Happy birthday to Scotty.
He's getting a lap dance from me.
Let's get back to the let's get back to the show. Scotty, come up here. Come up here.
Come on over,
quick,
Scotty.
Quick. Come up here.
Come on down.
Come on. Come up on out. We're actually live to the internet
birthday,
at the moment.
Scott.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, mate.
Congratulations. How old are you this birthday?
27 this year.
I don't believe it. You don't look a day over 28.
I got told I didn't look a day under 50.
That's harsh.
Yeah, that is harsh.
That is harsh.
He was a mate.
And what did Santa bring you?
Santa.
For your birthday?
He was a bit early, but he got me some pancakes in bed, which was really good
some
of him.
Some pancakes in bed? Is that? Hey, wait a minute. Now, remember, you have to be...
Is that a euphemism?
Is it a euphemism? What else? Anything of interest?
No, not really,
no?
Actually.
No. Oh, well, that's
just
lovely.
Just usual stuff.
Good
stuff,
on you,
Sundays, all that sort of stuff.
Excellent. Well, have a great night.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much for coming
happy
on
birthday.
The show.
Thanks, Scotty. Have a good
have
night.
Have a birthday.
Look at that.
Okay.
A round of applause is for
5
us.
5 o'clock wave on WaggaWagga.tv.
Yeah. So let's get back to it. Smoking kills. If you're killed, you've lost a very important part of your life.
Don't know.
Was Brooke Shields.
Brooke Shields.
It was a pink. It was we were on the right track. It was
stating the blindingly obvious.
Brooke Shields apparently was on television, was asked about smoking, good or bad. She decided it was bad.
Yeah. She got a lot of sun on that blue lagoon.
And here's the last one. And this one, she
a lot of sunlight.
She did cop a lot of sun. All right. So the last one. I love this one. It's one of my favorites.
God, yep. I had a tan line. Hate
whenever
tan
you know,
line.
You need to listen. Yeah, this is quite a long quote. Whenever I watch TV and see those poor, starving kids all over the world, I can't help but cry. I mean, I'd love to be skinny like that.
Yeah, this
but
was
not with all
Angelina
those
Jolie.
Flies and death and stuff.
No, this was Mariah Carey.
Jamie Way, again, you are correct. Ding, ding, ding,
how
ding,
do you
ding,
do
ding,
this?
Ding. He's got a good memory.
He does.
In fact,
he's
when Mariah Carey made this, she was roundly ridiculed, quite heavily
criticised
for making a statement such as this.
Was Twitter around when she said it? Could she retract the
I
tweet?
I don't think
no,
so.
No. This was
there
not
was no
a.
Twitter wars.
This was back on. She was on a talk show, I think. I believe.
Isn't she with James Packer now? Isn't she like?
Yes,
engaged
that's correct.
To,
well,
or
she's
married to James
hangs
Packer.
She hangs around with him.
I think they're...
I think she's got a room on one of his yachts.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. That's allegedly.
Because she did a concert recently and dedicated her her performance of Hero to him.
Wow.
That's a pretty
huge.
Big dedication. Mm. Massive, actually.
So thank you, Mariah, for that contribution.
Would have meant a lot more in 93.
World politics. And that's all we have for... who said what?
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 What? So we're coming up to 7:30 p.m., which is normally about the time we wrap up the show. And since we don't have... We don't have an HCB tonight. We might. We might just wrap it up. I've had a blast. Have you enjoyed yourself, Sarah Wentworth Perry?
I always have a good time with you two knuckleheads.
Oh, awesome.
What can I say?
That Smarz comes back instead of Adam all the time.
I do too.
Drummond, okay,
so let's run a little poll.
I might have to come and pick up another pair of shoes.
All of the some viewers out there, if you think that Sarah Wentworth Perry should participate on the 5 o'clock wave more often, write in. Let us know about it. Send a tweet to 5 o'clock wave. You can send us a message on our Facebook page at WaggaWagga.tv. Don't forget to watch all of the other great material on WaggaWagga.tv. We're doing more and more live stuff this weekend. If you're into footy, we are doing a bumper weekend of live local footy on Saturday and Sunday. So check that out live on our front page. But for the time being, I think we will sign off now. So my name is Matt Olson, and I will say something sort of like be nice to yourself and take care of everyone.
Be cool to one another.
And Jamie will be
Adam
much
says,
cooler.
Adam says, click-clack front and back.
And Sarah says...
Don't do it in the car.
There you go. So until we meet...
if you do, make sure you've got armour all
and
chucks.
Jamie and I are going to take you out with a little bit of... even though we're actually probably... No, we won't do that, actually. I was about to say we were going to sing a little song, but... No, we can't, actually, because that's a bit naughty.
Ruin the surprise.
Yep.
No, it's a bit naughty. Copyright and all that sort of stuff. We're just going to say goodbye. Thanks for watching.
Hit us
and
up
we'll
on the Twitter.
See you next week, 7 o'clock, for the 5 o'clock wave. Sayonara. Thank you.